This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy Edge on the Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And that's what you want to be. You want to be paying attention so you know what's going on, so you have a clue. And I really do appreciate it. I mean that sincerely. Rick Green's going to join us after the break. I've got so much. I know you guys enjoy him. I've got so much I want to talk to him about. You know, I want to find out what his feel, what he sees happening with the RNC and the DNC, the differences between the two. I already kind of know, you know, what's going through his mind with this. I also want to get his take on the riots that are happening. You know, from a constitutional standpoint, when does a president just clean the streets? Also, I'll just talk about slavery. How our founding fathers were all... You know, slave owners, terrible men, disgusting men. I think that what we need to do is we need to hear from an expert as to really where slavery in this country, who wanted it gone in the beginning? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if any of you... watch some of the other channels or peruse the other channel. I know we don't want to waste our time because we already know what they're going to say or not say. But it was really interesting to watch CNN spin. Can you believe that Bette now? I love Bette Midler's voice, and it breaks my heart to think that I'm going to have to start burning her albums. She made fun of Melania's accent. I mean, how classy is that? Again, this is from the group of people that always say, you know, love Trump's hate. So somehow, they've got that spun around that, I guess, hate Trump's hate. Actually, technically, it's hate Trump's love. Because if you look at what's being said, who's doing what for who? Is it who's doing what for whom? I don't know. Whatever. You get the point. It's the Republicans. The Republicans are the ones that are helping the black community, the Hispanic community, what's commonly referred to as the minority community. Right? And by the way, I've been telling you guys this for years. And some of you have written me, thank you, and you've given into what I've said. Why do you let celebrities, movie stars, musicians, and sports players dictate your moral compass, moral values? I don't know, two or three basketball teams or basketball games did not take place today. Why? Because the players are boycotting the inequity, right? Racial inequities. Why don't you check the percentage of black players to white players on the NBA and baseball and football. People throw around the ball so we can watch them run around the field. You know, like you do with your teenage kids when they're playing high school sports. Only in this case, these guys are making a good $1 billion. Right? So they're boycotting the play. I hope Let's see how real you patriots are. Okay? I'm all for them having freedom of speech, but they're getting paid to do a job. This is their job. Here's the way I look at this. You want to show me you're really into your solidarity? You're really into racial justice? Quit your job. Go on protest this week. Quit your job. Hang up that $16 million a year paycheck. Let's see how committed you are. Even today on TNT, analyst Kenny Smith walked off the show set during a live broadcast Wednesday night to show solidarity with the players who boycotted the playoff games. Right? Smith, and I love this. All of a sudden, again, another one, Jacob Blake was shot. Now, I don't know about you guys. Have you seen all the footage? Have you seen all the reports? Have you read all the witness, what the witnesses have said, the testimonies? Because I haven't. Okay? What I heard, again, as usual, is that here you had a person that wasn't doing what the police said to do. And he kept going. When they told him to stop, he kept going. He reached into the car for somebody. Somebody else, he's got a knife. Are you supposed to wait for one of the cops to get stabbed or somebody to get stabbed? Maybe he was reaching for a gun. But no. It's the police's fault. We jump to conclusions. We have to start shooting the place up, burning the place down. If I had the time, I'd play it. But there was a black legislator who said, this is all wrong. This is all wrong. Now, I'm sure he'll be called a Democrat. I'm sure he'll be called out by the Democrats. No question about it. So, Smith got up and left just minutes after the TNT began. It was a special edition broadcast during what would have been the network's coverage of a playoff matchup between the Oklahoma City Thunder and Houston Rockets. Now, the NBA postponed all three of its scheduled playoff games Wednesday night after the Milwaukee Bucks opted to boycott their game. An emotional Smith, longtime TNT analyst and former NBA player, said that his head is just ready to explode over the situation. As a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight. Yeah, because, you know, walking off the field proves a point, right? No, seriously, what it proves is you're willing to take your pay. So what are you willing to give up? Are they gonna get, anybody know if they're going to get docked their pay? Right? And all of a sudden, like this just started, he gets up and walks off during the broadcast. Why doesn't he stay and state his case? Why doesn't he stay and make his point? Show me your host, listen to Real Side. Rick Green joins me after the break. Do not go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
They travel from world to world. Making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly, and I mean this, truly being part of the conversation. All right? Get informed. Get informed and then get engaged. Don't just start spewing. I'm listening to you guys. My God. I'm listening to you guys talking about the, you know, the RNC and the DNC and the conventions. And you're, what you're doing is you're just regurgitating what's coming across your Twitter feed. We end up looking like them. Don't do that. Get informed, then engage. Have some ammunition. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't be firing blanks. Anyhow. Rick Green joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. He's with Wall Builders. Check out rickgreen.com and Patriot Academy. Write him down. Don't go there until the break. Rick, thanks for being with me.
Joe, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for some time tonight.
Well, you know what? I always love when you're on, and people, I keep telling them, what they do is they should record what we say and then just slow it down on the tape recorder so they can actually hear what we're talking about.
Probably we try to make the most of every minute, right? We got to do as fast as we can so we get as much. I'm trying to slow down. I'm getting older, you know, and I'm figuring people need me to slow down to understand my accent, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
You're the one with an accent. I don't have an accent.
I'm a Yankee. I got a Yankee accent. What do you want? I mean, it comes with the territory. I know. I'm surprised my wife's family let me marry her. She's from Georgia. They're like, oh, my God, you brought a Yankee and an Italian Yankee on top of that? All right, well, listen, we were talking about the RNC and the DNC and you know, last week, and I'm not just saying it because I'm a Republican or conservative, but really, I listened for four nights in a row. What a terrible, nasty country we are, and how deep and dark it's become. Somehow in 3.5 years, we, you know, racism has skyrocketed and violence has skyrocketed. They hate us. I mean, that's what I heard for four nights. And now, for the last couple of nights, what I've been listening to, what a great country we are. We can do better. What we've done around the world, what we want to do for our people. Melania Trump got up there. The only thing the left could do was talk about how she didn't speak English properly. She speaks six languages. She is the immigrant story coming here. Give me your take on what's going on.
I think you nailed it. I mean, and look, this is unusual. I mean, usually I'm complaining about the lack of marketing, lack of production quality on the Republican side, and the Democrats are usually far better at selling their story, right? I mean, they typically have all the Hollywood producers and all the fancy videos and everything else and you know, put lipstick on a pig and end up, even though we know it's a pig, they sell it to a bunch of the country. But, man, I'm telling you, it is a stark, stark contrast. If you watched any of the DNC, and I watched as little as possible, but figured I had to tune in some, and then you watched any of the Republicans so far, it just phenomenal difference. I mean, you nailed it. I mean, the DNC, they were horrible people. America's bad. You should be afraid to leave your house. You need to elect us so that we can lock down the whole country and take away everybody's jobs. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And then from minute one, I mean, second one, John Voight's voice and a phenomenal patriotic opening about the land of promise. It has just been remarkable. And the speakers for the Republicans, you know, typically I'm complaining because they got the rhinos out there and they're afraid to mention God and all that. No complaints, man. I'm telling you, they've been talking about God and country, incredible speakers, average Joes getting up there and telling their stories. You know, red, white, yellow, black, and brown. I mean, it is a phenomenal production. And when I say production, I don't mean like a fake production. I mean, it is a professional. It shows you that why he knows how to run the country better than Biden, why his team is better at running the country better than Biden's team. I mean, it just every minute of it, you're going, okay, these guys are pros. They know what they're doing.
Well, you know, it was really interesting. I don't know the guy's name, but he was he's a Democrat mayor, and he came out and he said, look, I'm listening to this, and I got to tell you something. They were all about God and country. I can't argue with that. I mean, this is a Democrat mayor, and he's so right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what makes... Look, it's a, if you pardon the term, it's a Reagan-esque feel. He's talking about 100%. How great it is to be American, how great it is to love this country. Matter of fact, the real character of a true American is what he's talking about. How can you fight that? Now, they'll fight it on the other side, but how do you fight that? That's what Reagan did. He made you feel good about being an American again, didn't he?
Yeah, no doubt, and I felt the same way. I felt like it was Reagan-esque throughout both of the first two evenings. Same feel, all the best. You know, Reagan was a master at calling forth the best in each of us and making us want to contribute to the good of the country, to our communities, to our families, making us proud to be from this country and always wanting to work hard to make it better. I mean, they have done exactly the same thing. And I love the fact, I know some people hate the fact that Trump is sprinkled all throughout, you know, every night instead of just saving him for Thursday night. I think it's been great. I mean, I think he has shown that. I mean, when he talks to those hostages that he brought home, when he talks to those guys that got out of prison that now have put their life together. I mean, it was so real and genuine. And that's the best part about the difference. difference in this production value and a literally fake production of the Democrats in the past is it felt genuine. I mean, you just can't. I mean, when you, I was thinking about the nurse that gets up, the farmer that got up. I mean, all the people that were just real people getting mm-hmm. up there and telling their stories. It just felt great. And I am, man, if the rest of the week, if the last two nights are like the first two nights, I am just excited.
Oh, I think you're going to see.
And by the way, I think it's like six times as many people, right, that watch the Republican convention.
Oh, yeah,
as the Democrat convention,
but
which just tells you.
They're spewing crap on the other side, saying many more watch the DNC, but that's okay if it makes them feel good. It was kind of old home week for me though, because they had the Maine Lobster guy. Excuse me, the Maine Lobster guy on. You know, I mean, really, I really identified with the accent there for real. So, but you know, you brought up a point, and Melania said it in her speech, which was we need to push politics aside and find the best in all of us, because that's what America's about. We come together, we find the best in all of us, and that's our strength. And you know, I just love this. And again, you said it. He's bringing out regular people. Regular people that he's actually helped, or this country has actually helped, immigrants, and they're going crazy on the left. You know that scripture about, you know, heaping coals on your enemy's head when you do nice things?
mm-hmm.
he is driving them out of their minds. And they can't. How do you respond to this? How do you say, can you believe he had those immigrants up there and he's swearing them in? How do you do that?
Right. No, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned that one, Joe, because I think the nation got a lesson in that big time. I did. I did not realize some of the things that are in the oath, and that as an immigrant, when you come here, the commitment that you're making to essentially say, look, I'm putting all of where I came from behind me. I'm going forward with America, and I'm willing to lay down my life for America if I have to.
That's what happens when you get to rip the mic too long. Got to go for commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. A lot more Rick Green after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calling the storm extremely dangerous as it moves in the direction of Texas and Louisiana. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the Galveston, Texas area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's scarier knowing that it's supposed to be stronger and
you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
As the city of Kenosha braces for more possible violence, the mayor has a message for everyone.
Violence to property, violence to people, absolutely unacceptable. And it is up to us to make sure that that does not continue.
A curfew is in effect 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. local time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. You know, we come back from those things, it's no real reflection on any particular group, dead or alive. That's the disclaimer they used to give. But we do know a lot of people that do a lot of talking that don't have much gray matter between the ears. We heard that a lot last week. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Before we get rolling, Rick Green joins me as he does pretty much every other week now. Appreciate his time with me so much. He's got a bunch of stuff going on. Check him out at rickgreen.com. You can also go to Patreon. Write these down. Don't go there now because you're going to miss good stuff. Or you can go to patriotacademy.com as well. Rick, thanks for being with me. Always enjoy.
Man, my pleasure, bro.
All right.
Pleasure. So, I'm missing the convention just for you. No, well, that's not true because I would probably not watch the convention until about 1 o'clock in the morning. That's what I've done most nights so far. I wish I could watch it live. You know, it's more cool to watch that kind of stuff live, but I'll get through some of that tomorrow.
Yeah, but you don't just think you can sit there and you can take notes and you can freeze it and you go back and, you know.
Oh, that's true. No, that's right? Good point.
Yeah. Now, on the DNC one, I kept hitting the fast forward. I couldn't get through it fast enough.
I figured out how to hit the double, you know, double click on YouTube so it'll skip forward 20 seconds or 10 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been using that a lot.
All right. So, again, we've been talking. If you missed it, you can go back and get the first segment later on. But, you know, we've been talking about the differences between the two. And it's not just the differences between the two parties. It's a different ideology. It's a different way that the parties have evolved in looking at things. Now, I was thinking while we were talking, I made myself a note. I didn't read it here earlier. But the Republican Party, the convention, the mindset has changed tremendously from the last election, has it not? The whole field.
Oh, you mean
energy.
In terms of the? Oh, yeah. I mean, the. Well, think about it. I mean, 4 years ago, even guys like you and me were reluctantly, and that's a nice way of putting it, supporting Donald Trump. I mean, we were anti-Hillary voters, much like a lot of the Democrats right now are anti-Trump voters. But in our case, I mean, we knew what she was. We weren't sure about him. We knew he was promising certain things. We knew there were things about him we didn't like. And so we couldn't be very energetic. It was literally a hold your nose, this is the best we can do. We got to stop her, and hopefully he'll just be half as bad. And now here we are, Joe, 4 years later, and this guy, I think I've said this on your show, and you might slap me down for this because you know how much of a Ronald Reagan fan I am, but this guy has surpassed Ronald Reagan in terms of effectiveness. and in terms of actually getting things done for the conservative cause. He's done more for life. He's done more for the military. He's done more for our national standing around the world. He's done more for school choice, for reducing the bureaucracy in terms of cutting taxes, about the same. But Reagan was unable to get any of the bureaucracy reduced. At least Trump's done a little bit of that. And his agency head appointments have been far better. His Supreme Court justice appointments have been, light years better. His total judiciary. I could go on and on and on.
Right.
And I'm not dissing Reagan. He's my fourth favorite president in history. And I named a kid after him, so I love the guy. He's my kind of political mentor. But I'm just saying that you guys, like, not just guys like you and I, think of all of the people out there that didn't even vote in 2016 for the very reasons I just described, and now 4 years later, they are sick of the rioting. They're sick of the lies about our country. They're sick of the shutdowns and the mask mandates and all that. And now they know what Trump is. They know that he's a known commodity. They know he's going to fight for America. They know he's going to put America first. They know he's all the things that he's done. It's no longer – I can't think of a politician in my lifetime that you can say, as they said at the convention last night, promises made, promises kept. That is not just a slogan. He truly did, and that is so rare in politics. He kept the promises. So the energy level, the excitement, the enthusiasm, it's off the charts compared to 2016. You're 100% right.
Yeah, and I think that the approach, too, they weren't reluctant. Rick, do you really think they were reluctant just to support Trump, or was it a reluctancy? There's a major change here. He wasn't a politician. He would not be perceived by you and I as your average conservative, if you wouldn't. And I even go to the point now where I say, look, he's not looking for conservative causes. He's looking for American causes. He's looking to make sure that he does the right thing for America, for all the citizens involved. Now, yes, it happens to be that he leans conservative or he is conservative, but whole different animal. And again, the biggies, Ted Cruz, you think about these, Rand Paul. Looking at him and disdaining on him and couldn't stand him, and look where they are now. Look what they see and where they are now. So,
I'm so glad you mentioned Rand, because that's a perfect example. You talk about reluctant. I think he had as many bad things to say about him as some of us, and was a competitor of his. And his speech was just spot on. It was right on the money, and he just went down the list of all the things that Trump had actually done. And you think about all the Paul supporters out there that probably didn't show up, and certainly if they did, they voted third party in 2016. And if they follow Rand's lead, and if they've watched close at what's happened, they really, you'd be nuts not to vote for this guy if you care at all about the Constitution, if you care at all about the rule of law, if you care at all about us being a strong nation, if you care about freedom. How often do you get to go show up to vote and be excited about the guy or gal you're going to vote for? That is so rare, even down to the lowest levels of politics. I empathize myself.
I knew you knew him and you had a relationship with him, but I was not excited about casting a vote for, George Bush. Go ahead.
You're right. Even when he was governor, it was a mixed bag, because he was definitely old school politics. He was, certainly more conservative than his dad. And the excitement was the fact that I knew him, and that he'd been the Texas governor, so we had a known commodity. But it was nothing like now in terms of knowing that you've got somebody that will fight the swamp, that will fight the bureaucracy and not give in to it.
All right, so I've been saying that I hope that Trump doesn't grab the bait, the smelly old bait, and jump into any of these riots that are going on. But they are breaking out so quickly and so largely that at some point in time, he's going to have to move. So two quick questions for you. Well, one quick. One is, does he have a constitutional right at some point in time go, hey, you're not doing it. They're burning these buildings, burning these cars. They're killing people. I'm coming in. And should he do it?
Yes and yes. He had so far taken the approach that he wants the governor to ask, or the mayor to ask before he goes in. And there is a constitutional provision specifically for that in Article 4, Section 4. But there is also an Article 1, Section 8 language that gives Congress the authority to go in and put down an insurrection like this or a riot like this. And they have delegated that authority to the president all the way back to 1792 in the Insurrection Act. So he definitely has the constitutional authority to do it. But he is, in part of its strategy probably. But it's also the fact that these some of these areas like Portland and Seattle are so bad, the politicians are so bad there, that when he went in just to defend the federal courthouse, they literally made him out to be the aggressor. I mean, and you could not watch even one video and not tell the nutcases were the ones trying to tear apart a federal building, and the federal guys were just simply trying to protect the building. In fact, I mean, I was of the opinion every single person out there should have been arrested. Everyone that's participating is part of the disorderly conduct, even if they're not throwing the Molotov cocktail. But you know, so he's taken a measured approach. My argument, and frankly, every constitutional scholar that studies the history on this, is he absolutely does have the authority, but he is going the route that some presidents do, which is I'm going to give him a chance to ask for me to come first, so that if we're there with the governor's request or the mayor's request, it's a much different animal. But he could also do it the way that Eisenhower did it and send in the National Guard to protect those 9 girls going to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the governor's the one standing in the doorhouse steps. In the schoolhouse door. So yeah, I mean he can. I think he should at some point. I do get kind of the strategy of you know, on one hand, if he goes in now, they make him out to be the bad guy and the aggressor, and they definitely got the media, and they're going to do their. I mean, every cop that actually does their job right now, the video clips are nothing but the cop responding to the evil, and you don't get to see the evil itself unless somebody caught it and it finally gets out. And so he's in a difficult situation, as is every police officer in the country right now. And then there's, you know, I mean, there is the fact that every night this stuff goes on, there are more and more Americans going, enough is enough. This is what the Democrats are going to give me. Forget it. Because remember, everywhere this is happening, it's Democrat politicians that are letting it happen and doing nothing about it.
Oh, God bless you. It's so true. And that's why I keep saying, I don't want anybody to die. Don't get me wrong. But let them go. Let them go so you can actually point to these places and say, here's a picture of Tel Aviv. No, I'm sorry. That's Portland. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host.
Right.
Go far, people. We'll be right back with Rick Green.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you know what? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There is a lot that you can do up there to get involved. And I want you involved. I want you engaged, and I want you involved. All right? Rick Green joins me from rickgreen.com, Wall Builders, and Patriot Academy. You can head over there and check it out later on. Not now. You wait. Check it out later on. I always enjoy when Rick is on with me and we get good, solid information. You guys keep asking me questions I have no clue about. That's why I bring him on. Rick, thanks for joining us. I really do appreciate it.
You bet, man. God bless you for what you do as well. I'm telling you, this is vital to the country, getting the truth out through any means possible. The major media is certainly not going to do it, so voices like yours and mine and all the others that do what we do, I mean, that is the ticket. That is the key. That's how we're going to save the country. So thank you for what you do.
You know, I got you've lit me up years ago, and I've been on this and telling people, look, you're an aunt, you're an uncle, you're a grandfather, a grandmother, you're a mom and a dad, whatever. You have influence on some young kids. You need to make sure that they're informed, they're engaged. A lot of people are learning where the deficiencies are in our education system these days. But also quickly, ConstitutionCoach.com, ConstitutionCoach.com.
Yeah.
You know what, people, this is not, forgive me, Rick, but you don't need a college degree to learn and understand this. This is really pretty simple, but you need a teacher. If you head over to ConstitutionCoach.com, what can they find there, Rick?
Yeah, you know, and that's the whole key, is you don't have to be some attorney or judge or somebody that studied the the Constitution their whole life. The founders did this so that every citizen could study. In fact, that was really their mandate. That's what John Jay said, first Chief Justice and signer of the Constitution, helped write the Federalist Papers. He said that every citizen should read and study the Constitution. That's how you know your rights. That's how you perceive when your rights have been violated. And that's how you become the better prepared to defend and assert them. I mean, that was advice, what, 240 years ago? And we just haven't followed that advice for the last three generations. We did before that. Everybody used to study the Constitution and the Declaration, but we just haven't done it for really 50 years now, and so we're ignorant about basic freedoms. So what we did with ConstitutionCoach.com is we just created an easy way. I even say this in the beginning of the videos when I'm teaching it, and I teach it in Independence Hall, and I say, look, I'm not a guru. I'm just a fellow citizen. I happen to be an attorney. Don't hold that against me, but I love my country. I love the Constitution, and I take the approach of, hey, this is a citizen's guide to the Constitution, and what we want people to do is either just go there and sign up for a free class and take the class, or even better, sign up to be a coach and take the class with your friends and family. You can even take it with them the first time you go through it. So being a coach doesn't mean you have to be an expert. You're literally just getting the people in the room, corralling people together and saying, all right, we're going to watch this together. And I'm telling you, every single time, it creates hope. People get encouraged. They learn things that just make them feel great about being an American and about the future of our country. Because once you know the formula, you realize, oh, wait a minute, that's how we can return to those foundational principles that will produce good results.
Yeah, it's always amazing to me. People spew things out and you go, wait a minute, stop. I've had people tell me before, yeah, you know what, Supreme Court, they're lifelong appointments. I go, no, they're not. You know, look at the Constitution. What does it say? And thou shalt be a justice for the rest of your life to your heart stops. It doesn't say that. You could be removed. And people don't realize
that. No, it actually says as long as you have a pulse, you can sit on the bench.
that's
what we think, though, right? I mean, that's how we have done this. I mean, there is no reason for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to still be on the bench. I mean, it's just crazy. And some of the other guys are getting close. Some of the conservatives are going to be there in just a couple of years. And it just drives me nuts that we think, wait, there's only 9 people in the whole country out of 350 million that are capable of doing this. No way. You know, anyway, the founders certainly, they saw it as, quote, good behavior for as long as they had, quote, good behavior. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. I mean, I think this is an area the founders messed up. They didn't have experience with this type of a judiciary, and they did not think the judiciary would become something that people craved and wanted. In fact, John Quincy Adams turned down the U.S. Supreme Court. He said, there's no action over there. I don't want to be there. So they just didn't see it coming. They didn't think the court would seize power the way it has. They never thought it would be such a big deal to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so it's one they really did. They missed this one. And I think you can fix the mistake by putting terms on those Supreme Court justices or all federal judges, possibly limiting the number of years, you know, spread it out a little bit more. I mean, I'd be all for having a larger U.S. Supreme Court so you spread that power out. But anyway, well, that's more than you wanted to know. But, I mean, those guys aren't there for life, for sure.
Right.
Shouldn't be. They shouldn't be.
Okay, take just a couple of minutes. I want to talk about slavery for a minute, okay? And because I'm so tired of hearing how our founding fathers were all into slavery. They were all about slavery, or they just simply would have gotten rid of it. But that's not true, because, you know, long before we even signed the Declaration, we were looking to get rid of slavery, weren't we?
Oh, in fact, the guys at the Continental Congress that did the Declaration had huge debates over this. Constitution at the Constitutional Convention of 1787, they had huge debates over this. Most of the guys that signed the Declaration of Independence were abolitionists, hated slavery. Even some of the ones from the South that actually grew up in slavery, and even some of the ones that owned slaves, they hated it. They abhorred it, and their state laws didn't allow them to free their slaves. And it took years and decades for some of them to change those laws and be able to do that. But even guys like Franklin and Benjamin Rush and others, I mean, they were starting abolition societies in the early 1770s. They actually said that's why they wanted independence, because 3 of the states had abolished slavery, and King George vetoed all those laws and said, you're going to keep it. And so they were passionate about ending this. They knew it was evil. And that is not to say all of them. So, of course, there were some that were still pro-slavery, but the majority were anti-slavery. And let's not forget, that's in the context of an entire planet that has slavery. Every nation on the planet had slavery at that time. And most of them, all of them were behind the United States in ending the slave trade. We even beat Great Britain to that by a year or two. And they actually implemented theirs. We passed ours first. They implemented theirs first. But all of it happened right about 1807, 1808 in terms of ending the slave trade itself. And then it took us, you know, a war and obviously 600,000 people dying to end slavery completely. But, I mean, this is, you know, and again, all over the world, people that think that slavery was just a U.S. problem are so blind to actual history. It's a shame that they have not been taught better history. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, you tell a story about John Quincy Adams, and as it pertains not just to President Lincoln or Abraham Lincoln, but didn't they pass some kind of resolution that Adams couldn't talk about slavery or anti-slavery anymore, could he?
Yeah, some of these guys were so anti-slavery, they were what you would call a one-issue candidate. I mean, they were the kind of people that we get sometimes when you're super pro-life, and that's like your main item, and that's what you talk about the most, and people say, oh, you're just a one-issue candidate. Well, they were the same way about ending slavery, and the Adams family was one of those. And John Quincy Adams was, I mean, he became known as the hellhound of abolition. That was his issue. And this was after he was president. He went back into Congress. He had been in the Senate, but he went into the House and spent 17 years fighting to end slavery. And, I mean, every time he would talk about it, those pro-slavery guys, the Democrats had control. They were pro-slavery. They hated him talking about it. And they finally passed, you know, what was basically a gag order to keep them from being able to speak on slavery. And he said, well, wait a minute. If I do this, they'll censure me. And if they censure me, they got to have a censured trial. And then I'll get to talk about why they're censoring me. So, oh, yeah, let's do this. So he got censored so that he could have a censured trial and talk more about how bad slavery was. I mean, the guy was great. Anyway, he didn't get to see an end to it. He spent his whole life fighting for it and died before an end to slavery came. But he did pass the torch, though. He taught a young guy that was a, you know, freshman legislator with him, taught him everything he knew, and that kid actually became president 15 years later, happened to be Abraham Lincoln, and he's the one that implemented John Quincy Adams' plan.
Yeah, just amazing. People don't know this. They don't tie it together. They really don't understand what these guys went through and really where slavery was on the table, if you would. And it's our fault. It's the education. It is the education world's fault for doing this. There's no reason.
And we're lazy. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. We're lazy. We think about, you know, we read something happened in 1776, and we think of it in terms of living today instead of getting in our mental time machine and going back and actually saying, okay, what was the rest of the world like? So rather than all of a sudden saying this founding father's a bad guy because he was from a state that had slavery and he inherited slaves from his parents, how about finding out what was the whole world like at that time and how few places had gotten rid of it and, you know, or even how the Americans influenced that around the world. So, yeah, it's just, man, it's all context of history. I tell people the same thing whenever they get depressed about something happening, even like right now when you look at all these riots in the streets and you look at all these things that are happening, the Marxists seem to be really gaining ground in America. And I say, look, you're going to get depressed if you only look at this moment in time. That historical perspective is vital. Step back and look at it in the terms of 200 years or 2,000 years, and it totally changes your attitude because you realize Solomon was right. Nothing new under the sun. No. You realize where America fits into that whole big picture. And it really changes your mindset.
So real quick before we run out of time, if I head out to your event tomorrow night, will there be meatballs and pasta there? Or is this like a Texas thing?
Sorry, we won't have the Italian food truck for you, Joe. I wish, because I would much prefer that. But we're actually going to have a hamburger food truck out there. So, a good old Texas hamburger. But the best part is going to be the music and the speeches. Mark Meckler is going to speak, and we're going to have Alan West. I think you know Alan. He's phenomenal. Colonel West is the new state chair of the Republican Party here in Texas and former congressman from Florida and just a great, great patriot. In fact, you can see him in the movie Uncle Tom, which is Larry Elder's new movie.
Yep.
That's just fantastic. Anyway, we're going to have a great, great time, and then we're going to watch President Trump's acceptance speech all together on a big screen with everybody tailgating and eating hamburgers and having a great time.
I am so jealous, but, you know, I got to work for a living. Anyway, listen, Rick, always a pleasure to have you with me. Jerry Wayne joins me in the next hour. He's that union worker that called out Joe Biden on gun control. This is hilarious. We'll have him on in a little bit. Rick, God bless. Thanks for being with me.
God bless you, man. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rick. Goodbye, Rick.